Hey, 朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
今天我们讲到的经文是在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章第23-28节。
So today's topic is on First Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23 till the end of the book.
我们今年花了六个月的时间，我们讲帖撒罗尼迦前书。
This year, we have spent about 6 months working on this book.
刚好整整在这六个月之后，我们就把帖撒罗尼迦前书讲完了。
So we will finish this book.
过去这周
exactly after 6 months.
过去这周在跟同工在跟同工沟通的时候，有一个同工跟我说，今天是6月31号吧。
So this past week when I shared with coworkers, one coworker said to me, "Isn't today the 31st of June?"
他说，因为他31号他要负责服侍。
Because he's responsible for serving on the 31st of June.
然后我就想，那刚好六月底我们就把帖撒罗尼迦前书讲完了。
So I thought to myself, then I would finish the book.
听起来你们都知道今天已经七月了。
So I think you all know that now is the first day of July.
但是我们今天呢，也算是六个月之后把帖撒罗尼迦前书最后呢，我们就把它看完了。
But whatever the case, we can say that we finished this book in exactly 6 months.
帖撒罗尼迦前书是保罗写给信徒的一本书信。
The author of this book is Paul, and the recipient of this book, this letter is believers.
所以这虽然说是一卷在圣经里面的书。
Although this is one book,In the whole Bible.
我们知道在过去这几周我们看到的这一段是这封信保罗写给信徒的信的最后最后他想要交代的这些事情。
Now we are going to to study the last things that Paul had in mind for his recipients.
所以我们在这样的一个背景的了解之下，我们今天来读最后的这几节经文。
So with the understanding of such background, let's now study the examine the last several verses of this book.
保罗把他要对信徒讲的话已经要做一个结束。
So Paul now is bringing his instructions to believers to a close.
在圣灵的感动之下，神还有些什么话要讲给信徒们呢？
So let's imagine under the moving of Holy Spirit, what else did God have to say to believers?
我们一起来看23节。
So let's take a look, read verse 23.
我用中文读完了以后，请然后我们再用英文读一遍。
So we will first read in Chinese and then read in English.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。那召你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。请弟兄们为我们祷告，与众弟兄亲嘴问安，务要圣洁。我指着主嘱咐你们，要把这信念给众弟兄听，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常与你们同在。
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, and this is the NIV version. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless.At the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Brothers, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
Let's
pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐予我们你的话。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word.
我们也感谢你借着主日的聚会，我们能够来聆听你的话。
We also thank you for giving us this opportunity through Sunday worship to listen to what you have to say to us.
主，我们来到你面前的敬拜。
When we come into your presence,
就是带着
to worship,
就是带着一颗渴慕你话语的心。
We desire to hear from you.
主，我们愿意聆听到圣灵借着你的话对我们每一个人说话。
We desire to listen attentively to what the Holy Spirit has for us.
因为我们在你的面前是将我们的身心灵都交托在你面前献上来敬拜。
Because in your presence, we commit to you our whole person, our body, spirit, and the soul.
愿你的名得荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们要讲到的这个主题是讲到一个对基督徒来讲非常非常切身的一个主题。
So today my topic is very, very relevant to a Christian.
对，基督徒就是一个属神的人。
The so-called Christian means those who belong to God.
是一个最已经得赦免、蒙恩得救的人。
He's the one whose sins has been forgiven and who has been saved.
是神的儿女。
He is the child of God.
是在神的国度里面有一个身份的人。
He has a place in God's kingdom.
那今天我们讲到的这个主题，我刚刚说了，是跟我们很切身的一件事情。
As I just said, that the topic I'm going to share with you is very intimately related to us.
可是同时，也是我们一般信徒们不是完全能够了解或掌握的一个主题。
But it is also at the same time a topic that not every believer understands thoroughly.
这个题目是什么？
So what is my topic?
是关于成圣。
It has to do with sanctification.
在这一段经文里面，保罗说二十三节说，愿赐平安的神能够亲自的使你们全然成圣。
In verse 23, Paul says, May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through.
成圣是什么？
So what does it mean by sanctification or to sanctify?
在圣经里面讲到成圣，用不同的词来做描述。
In the Bible, there are several phrases used to describe this sanctification.
可是我们对圣这个字，我们通常是有什么样的了解呢？
But what do we normally understand the word holy?
我们对人成为圣，我们是什么样的一个了解？
So what's our understanding of a human being becoming a holy person or a saint or a sage?
我们常常讲到圣人。
We often talk about a sage.
当我们想到圣人的时候，我们想到的像是什么样的人叫圣人呢？
When we think about the sage, what people would come up in our mind.
Or saint, yeah. Sage or
saint.
Gandhi 是一个圣人。
Gandhi. Gandhi.
是不是？修女泰瑞莎是一个圣人。
Teresa.
Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa.
那中国人里面我们想到圣人，我们说孔子、孟子是圣人。
Or Confucius or Mencius.
好像我们觉得在人当中那最伟大的人我们称为什么？伟人。
It seems as if we think the greatest among all humankind, we call them a great man.
可是这个人如果已经好像伟大到超 过人的这个境界，他就变成圣人了。
But if this man or this person is so great that it has gone beyond and above normal human limits, then we call him a sage or a saint.
然后圣人还有一个必要的条件。
There's also a condition for someone to be called a sage.
就是你一定要死了。
That is that person will have to be dead already.
你活的时候不能做圣人。
So when he's still alive, he will not be considered a sage or a saint.
一个人的一生当中，如果对人类的贡献大到一个地步。
If a person's contributions to the humankind is so great to the extent that
不论是对人的精神或思想 或者是这个发展有极度的影响
whether it's physically or mentally or intellectually they have exerted a great enormous influence
可是只要他还活着
But if this person is still alive
他就可能出错
Then it's very possible for him to make mistakes
他就可能跌倒
He may fall, he may stumble
他那高尚的德性可能就会出现了污点
And his noble character will no longer be above reproach
所以还活着的时候不能当圣人
So when a person is still alive, he or he will not be considered a saint in religious context or a sage.
等到你这一整个人生结束了，被人评论的时候，你的人格还是这么的高尚，你的贡献还是这么的巨大，那你就变成圣人了。
It's only after this person has passed away and the people evaluated his life.And then people may think that he deserves to be called a sage.
这是我们一般人对圣人的一个认识和了解。
This is what we normally understand, what a sage or a saint is as a person.
这个事实上让我们对于成圣这件事情的认识和了解是造成一个阻碍。
But in fact, this kind of concept is an obstacle.To our correct understanding of sanctification in the Bible context.
这是一个第一个阻碍。
This is the first obstacle.
事实上，第二个阻碍是什么？
And the second obstacle, to our correct understanding of the Bible's of the sanctification in the Bible is.
今天没有什么人是追求要成为圣人的。
Nowadays. There are few people who really pursue to become a sage.
你们在座多少有人？你们人生的目标是要成为一个圣人。
So among the audience, is anybody whose life objective is to become a sage or a saint?
大概不用举手，大概，但是我想有也不会超过半个人吧。
So I guess it wouldn't be.
我人生你长大要做什么
So if you are asked, what do you plan to do after you grow up?
Yeah, 我要当圣人
Rarely people would respond, I want to become a sage.
Yeah, 好有人说当圣人可以赚多少钱
So somebody just asked, how much...can a sage or a saint make?
所以这是我们对成圣这个观念第二个阻碍。
So this is the second obstacle to our correct understanding of
sanctification. 那为什么我说？但是我们又提到这个跟我们属于神的儿女做基督徒是非常非常有关系的一个很重要的一个观念。
But I also mentioned, as I mentioned before, this concept is very important for us Christians or children of God.
因为神的话就说你们要成圣，而且不但是成圣，而且是全然、全部的成圣。
But God indeed says to us, you must be sanctified. Not only be sanctified, but be sanctified through and through.
所以，然后呢，在圣经里面又称信徒为什么？圣徒。
Also, in the Bible, believers are called saints.
那但是如果我对一个成为圣徒是什么样的一个观念我没有的话，那圣经里面在讲的是我吗？
So if I don't have a correct understanding or concept of what being a saint means, then we might wonder, am I a true believer?
所以我了解今天的这个主题不是一个容易的主题。
So I understand that the topic I'm going to share with you today is not an easy topic.
可是是一个很重要的主题。
However, it's a very important topic.
而且是今天我们信徒们很需要的一个信息。
It is also a message that is urgently needed by believers nowadays.
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们一起谦卑的在神面前，但是以一个期盼的心，我们来看神怎么样子来教导我们。
So that's on one hand, humble ourselves before God to listen to His word. On the other hand, let's excitedly wait to see what God has for us about this concept.
那今天呢，我希望我们能够用前面的这段时间，我们能够把一些观念我们能够调整正确。
So today I plan to use the first half of my speech to work on a correct concept of sanctification or adjust our old, maybe not in totally correct concept of becoming holy.
我希望能够用很简洁但是呢很切实的方式，很简短的把这个观念能够跟各位分享。
I would like to approach the explanation of this topic in a brief but succinct, clear way.
不要让它变得沉闷。
And that's the last thing I desire to have happen is for you to feel bored.
然后变得就是好像太像是在课堂里面教学一样。
And then the sanctuary becomes a classroom.
但是毕竟我们还是要先去把这个观念学好。
But at any rate, we must first have a clear understanding of this concept.
然后呢，第二部分呢，我盼望能够将我们如今我们怎么样子来学习操练我们今天学到的是这个神的话的教导。
And the second, for the second part of my talk today, I plan to share with you some practical ways to put this concept into our life.
好，我们先来看定义。
So first, let's try to define this word.
圣经里面出现的这个词成圣，英文是 sanctify 或者是 consecrate， 是什么意思？
So what does it mean by sanctify or consecrate?
很简单的，成圣就是要成为圣洁的。
To put it simply, to sanctify or to consecrate means to become holy.
那当然我们就要问啊，那圣成为圣洁，圣洁是什么意思？
Then this leads to our second question, what it means by quote unquote holy.
圣经原文用的这个圣洁的这个词，它的意思就是要使它分别出来，或者要把它分开。
The biblical sense of becoming holy means to set apart.
所以在圣经里面，我们会看到成圣这个词，同样我们会看到分别为圣这个词。
So very often, we see in the Bible sanctification, or consecration, occurs.Side by side with 什么
to be set apart
to be set apart yeah.
Okay. 所以这是第一个我们要了解的。
So this is the first thing that we need to understand.
当圣经说成圣的时候，
When we encountered sanctification or to sanctify or consecrate in the Bible,
就是要我们能够成为圣洁的。
That means we have to become holy.
而圣洁的意思就是我们是被分别出来，是让我们成为属于神的人。
And holy means to for us to be set apart, and to belong to God exclusively.
当我们了解成圣，原来是要我们分别出来属于神这个观念之后。
Once we understand that to become holy means to be set apart from the world and to belong to God.
我们就了解对于成圣或者是成为一个圣神圣或者说圣洁的人的这个观念，我们就要有调整了。
Then we will have to adjust our former thinking about becoming a sage or a saint.
因为从人的层面来看的话，人如果要成圣是人的努力。
Because from a human perspective, to become a sage or a saint, is accomplished through human efforts.
是一个人对自己品德的操练。
Is a self-cultivation of one's own character.
然后呢，是一个人他对于这个社会和世界上面，或者是人类，他想要去对这些有多大的贡献为出发点。
Is the degree of contribution that a person has for society and for the world.
所以呢，你很伟大，你成为伟人，你超过伟人，你就变圣人了。
So if you are great.Then you are a great man. But if you are more than great, then you become a sage.
可是我们从人的思想范畴跳出来以后，我们从神的观念来看，神对成圣的这个层面来看，我们就了解原来成圣这件事情不是人为的，乃是神所分别出来的。
But if we don't approach this topic from a human perspective,We rather approach it from a divine perspective. We will find that sanctification is achieved not through human efforts, but through God's.
It's through God or by God.
Through God or by God.
当我们去了解成圣或者是被分别为圣这个观念的时候，圣经里面有三个不同的层面来讲。
When we want to fully understand sanctification or to set apart from the world, then in the Bible we see three levels of sanctification.
怎么样能够成为圣洁？
How can we become holy?
这三个层面呢，第一个层面我们称之为地位或身份上面的成圣positional sanctification.
So、
地位或身份上的成圣、
Positional sanctification.
什么叫做地位或身份上的成圣？
What it means by positional sanctification?
当一个人罪得赦免，承认主耶稣基督为救主的时候，这个人的生命被改变。
When a person, his sins are forgiven.And he becomes a child of God, then his position before God is changed.
当一个人得救的时候，在那一个时刻，他在神面前的身份和地位就已经改变了，就成圣了。
The instant a person is saved, his place or position before God is changed.
我们本来是属于罪恶黑暗的。
Before we belong to darkness.
但是今天我们被分别出来，我们今天属于神，属于光明。
But now we are set apart from the world, and then we enter into the realm of light.
原本我们所面对的是死亡，但是如今我们被神分别出来，我们今天面对的是生命的盼望。
Formerly we were faced with death, and now.We have hope.
因为罪的缘故，我们人的结局是硫磺火湖，是地狱。
Because of our sins, our the consequences of sins is hell, is destruction.
但是今天，因为神的恩典，他把我们分别出来，我们成为神的儿女，我们所面对的是 神的国度是永生的盼望，是我们所谓的天国。
But today, by the grace of God and through our faith in Jesus Christ, now we are faced, we entered a kingdom of God.
因为我们已经成圣了，这是一个过去式。
And then because we have been sanctified.
因为我们成圣了，所以我们有主耶稣基督的生命在我们里面。
Then we have the life of Jesus Christ in us.
因为我们已经成圣了，所以如今圣灵可以内住在我们的生命里面。
Because we have become holy, become a saint, the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
因为神已经把我们分别出来，使我们属于他。
Because God has separated us from the world and let us belong to Him.
所以今天我们能够恨恶罪恶，然后今天呢，我们所热爱的是那美善的事情。
So today, now we come to hate darkness, hate sins, evil, and we love beauty and goodness.
你知道今天是因为神已经将我们分别出来了，已经使我们成圣了。
So we know that since God has already separated us,set us apart from the world and let us become belong to Him.
所以今天一个属于神的儿女才会去愿意去追求神。
That's why a God's child has the desire to pursue God.
然后心里面才会有那个欲望和念头，就是我要去了解认识神的话，并且去遵守他。
And that's why.A God's child has the desire, has the passion, has the longing to know God's word even better.
这个地位上面的成圣，是因为主耶稣基督在十字架上面所做的工作，使我们今天可以拥有的。
And this positional change is accomplished through the working.Of Jesus Christ on the cross.
我们看哥林多后书五章二十一节。
Let's take a read first. Second Corinthians.
五章二十一节。
Chapter 5, verse 21.
讲到主耶稣基督啊，神的话这样说：神使那无罪的，就是主耶稣基督，使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他的里面成为神的义。
2 Corinthians 5:21, God make him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
因为神已经在主耶稣基督里面赦免我们的罪，接纳了我们，把我们分别出来了。
Since God has in Jesus Christ forgiven our sins, has separated us.From the world, from darkness, and has accepted us into His kingdom in Christ.
因为我们已经借着主耶稣基督被神分别出来了，所以如今我们是圣洁的，所以如今我们是成圣的。
Now that we have been set apart by God in Jesus Christ, we are holy.
Yeah, we are holy, and we have been.Positionally sanctified. 我们来看希伯来书第十章第十节。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 10.
Verse 10. 希伯来书第十章第十节，我们凭这旨意，这就是父神的旨意，就是要耶稣基督在十字架上面替我们的罪受死。我们凭着这个旨意。靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体就得以成圣。
And by that will means the will of God the Father, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
所以我们看见这个地位和身份上面的成圣，对一个基督徒来说是一件过去的事情。
Now we see thatThis sanctification in terms of position or status before God has now become a past.
是一个过去的实际。
this is a reality that occurred in the past.
主耶稣基督已经替我们的罪在十字架上受死。
Lord Jesus Christ already died for our sins on the cross.
他付上了我们罪的代价。
He paid the price for our sins.
他用爱赎了我们。
He redeemed us in His love.
因此，当我们在他的面前认罪悔改，归属于主耶稣基督。
Therefore, if we confess our sins and we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior.
因为主耶稣基督的宝血，我们今天就被神分别出来，属于他。
Then God the Father set us apart because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
你知道在旧约圣经里面
In Old Testament,
当神要犹太人去为他建造圣殿的时候
When God asked Jews to build a holy temple for him,
神说这个殿是我的殿
And God said, this is my temple.
所以是一个圣洁的殿
So it is holy
所以你们要将它分别出来归属于我
So you have to set it apart and make it belong to me
所以圣殿里面的各样的这个使用的器皿
Therefore all the equipments or utensils used in the holy temple
在圣殿里面服侍的祭司和利未人
Or those who served in the temple
都要在被献祭宰杀的那个动物的血洒了之后，这个叫做分别出来归于神，成为圣洁。
They could carry out their duties only after animals' blood sprinkled on them.
今天我们属于神的人，是因为主耶稣的基督的宝血遮盖了我们，在我们的身上有了功用，所以我们被神接纳，被他分别出来归属于他。
So today in New Testament times, we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, and that's why God the Father accept us.
所以我们在神的面前，身份地位上面，我们是圣洁的，是因为主耶稣基督。
So because of Jesus Christ, we are holy before God the Father in terms of position or status.
那讲到成圣。第二个层面是什么
So now we come to the second level of sanctification.
第二个层面、啊、他们我们称之为终极的或者是一个完全的成圣、ultimate or complete sanctification.
So this is the second level of sanctification.
Second aspect.
Second aspect.
一个层面是一个、啊终极的或者说完全的成圣
This is a, this may be called a mid-level or complete sanctification
这个是讲到我们未来主耶稣基督再来的时候我们这个整个生命的转变的成圣
This refers to at the coming, the second coming of Jesus Christ the sanctification of our whole life
这里面讲到的是当主耶稣基督再来的时候我们的这个生命不但是我们的灵我们的魂得到转变成圣我们的这个肉体也得到转变成为一个圣洁的肉体
And that means that when Jesus Christ come again then we will undergo a complete changein body and soul
yeah. and also and, specifically and, our physical body
specifically our physical body
这个是在哥林多后书第十五章我们有看到
so that's refer to Second Corinthians chapter 15
哥林多后书第十五章第五十二
verse 15哥林多后书没有十五章。
哥林多前书。
First Corinthians。
哥林多前书第十五章。
Chapter 15。
我们看第五十二节。
Verse 52。
就在一刹那，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的。
First Corinthians 15:52, in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality.
对，这是讲到主耶稣基督再来的时候，天国降临的时候。
So, this refers to the situation at the second coming of Jesus Christ.
那在主里已死了、已睡了的人，他们要复活，要改变。
At that time, those who are already dead in Christ, they will become alive again.
这讲到还未死的人，我们的生命、我们的身体要经过变化。
Whereas those who are not yet dead, they will undergo a physical change.
一个必朽坏的身体要变成不朽坏的。
At that time, a originally perishable body will become imperishable.
这个必死的身体会变成一个不死的身体。
And the mortal body will become a body of immortal.
当我们在那个时候，我们在那个至终至极完完全全得到成圣的这个果效的时候，那个就是提到我们未来所要面对的与神面对面的时候。
So, when the ultimate time comes, and this is the change we will undergo.
这也是在腿下罗尼加前书里面，我们曾经听到刘长老的证道，还有我们看见的这个对永生的这个盼望。
This concept also appears in First Thessalonians in a sermon given by Pastor Alex.
所以在成圣的这件事情上面，我们看到了两个层面。
That is our eternal hope. So, with regard to this sanctification, we have seen two levels or two aspects.
一个是在过去，因为主耶稣基督成就的救恩，我们接受了他被神分别出来，我们成圣，这是在过去。
The first aspect is that in the past.Because of Jesus Christ's sacrifice for us on the cross, once we accept Him, we are sanctified.
在身份、在地位上面，我们这个成圣是一个实际。
So in terms of position or status before God, this is a reality.
同样的，在成圣这件事情上面，我们在未来主耶稣基督再来的时候，我们看见在这个最终、最末后的时候。我们会有一个完全的成圣。
And then, when Jesus Christ comes again for the second time, then we will experience a complete transformation or change.
可是在这第帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十三节里面所讲到的不是这两个层面，讲到是第三个层面。
However, when we come back to our present passage, First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. This does not refer to either one of the two aspects we have just discussed.
他不是说你们已经成圣，或者是你们将要成圣。
Here is not say that you have already been sanctified or you will be sanctified.
他说要让神使你成圣。
Instead, the verse says that you have to allow the God to make you sanctified.
是一个现在式。
This is in a present tense.
就像在第四章的时候。
Just like in chapter 4,
第三节,
verse 3,
他说神的旨意是什么?
Here is talk about God's will.
神对信徒们的旨意是什么?
What is God's will?
神对信徒的一个旨意就是要你们成为圣洁。
That is, you should be sanctified.
这是一个我们现在必须要有的一个成圣。
This is the sanctification that we must have at this stage.
讲到的这个成圣，就是讲到我们如今在这个世界上面，我们信主之后，然后我们还没有见主面的这一段人生，我们需要成圣。
So now we are talking about the stage after we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior and before we see Jesus Christ again in the future.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们在神的面前已经是一个圣徒的身份。
Now we already have the position of a saint before God.
所以我们可以说我们在这个世界上面过的这个生活。
So we may say that the life that we are now living in this world,
我们要努力的目标,
the goal that we have to pursue,
我们所追求的,
what we have to work hard for,
是那个我们在身份地位上面已经拥有的,
is built on the position or the status before God that we have already owned or possessed.
然后是在未来主耶稣基督要来临的时候我们必然会得着的。
It is also an inevitable result or outcome after Jesus Christ comes back again.
一个神的儿女在人生上面我们最终的这个追求的目标就是我们要能够成圣。
So, for any children of God, our ultimate goal in life should be that we become sanctified-ish.
所以从人的层面来说，我们没有人会说是立下一个志愿说我要成为圣人。
So from a human perspective, none of human beings will from the very beginning set his mind on becoming a saint.
我们也不是为了要做圣人而去成圣。
We do not be sanctified because we have a heart to be sanctified, to be a saint.
我们被神接纳，我们属于主耶稣之后，我们的身份地位，我们已经是圣洁的了。
Rather, once we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, then our position before God automatically becomes a saint.
我们已经属于他了。
Because we already belong to him.
我们已经从罪恶当中分别出来了。
Because we are already being set apart from sin.
我已经从撒旦的掌握当中被分别出来了。
We are already separated, or we are already free from the control of Satan, the devil.
我已经从我自己的这种自私自利，只看见自己的这种约束当中，我们已经被神分别出来了。
God has already separated us from our original state of selfishness, and all other evil.
所以今天我的生命所反映出来的就是这个成圣的生命。
So today, the life reflected outward is naturally this kind of life of sanctification.
这个生命是一个积极的生命。
And this life is a positive one.
我在盼望等待主耶稣基督的降临，因为我会全然的被他转变成为圣洁。
I am living in a hope for Jesus Christ to come back because I know that at that time my whole being will be completely changed.
然后你会看见我在我的生活当中我是这样子的努力的奔跑。
And then we will just run or race toward that life goal.
我呈现在神在人面前的这个生命就是反映出我要追求圣洁的这个方向。
The life that I manifest before man is this kind of life.
这个现在的这个成圣，他们就有人把它称之为一个经历上面的一个成圣。
So the sanctification that now we talk about is sometimes called
experiential
sanctification.
我们是在这个生命当中去经历神的恩典，经历神的工作，使我们成圣。
At this stage, we experience the grace of God, which allows us to become holy.
这不是过去尝到神的恩典。
So this is different from the fact that in the past we experienced God's grace.
这不是讲到未来我可以进天堂得神的祝福。
And this is not also refers to in the future.We enter into heaven.
这是讲到我们现在在这个生命当中，我们现在的这个生活里面，我们可以完全的经历神的恩典。
The sanctification that now we talk about is the present, the process through which we are experiencing God's grace, blessings.
那在现在的现世的这个成圣。在生活上面经历神的这个成圣，我们有三点我们需要了解来认识。
There are three points that we need to know about the third sanctification, the experiential sanctification.
我们观念对了以后，我们说原来我已经成圣了。
So now we should have a correct concept. Now we should know that we are already.Sanctified.
那我必须要过一个成圣的生活。
So we must lead a life that reflects our sanctification.
所以观念对了以后，我们就要说，那我们实际上面要怎么去做
？So once we have grasped this correct concept, the following question would be, how do we put it into practice?
第一
，Number one.
我们要知道成圣这件事情是神成就的，不是人能够达成的。
We must know that sanctification is completed, is done by God, is not through any human efforts.
你看，我们第五章第二十三节不是说吗？是愿赐平安的神使你们全然成圣。
As is said in 5:23, May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through.
彼得前书那里，彼得不是说神他亲口说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
In 1 Peter, it's also said, God says that you have to be holy because I am holy.
只有神是圣洁的。
Only God is holy.
只有神是跟罪没有关系的。
Only God has nothing to do with sin.
只有神跟黑暗、跟这个罪恶、跟龌龊的事情是没有相关的。
Only God has not any connection whatsoever with darkness, with evil.
只有神能够战胜罪恶。
Only God can overcome evil.
只有神能够将我们从罪里面拯救出来。
Only God can save us from evil.Evil,
所以成圣这件事情是神的工作，绝对不是人能够靠我们的意志力或努力而达到的。
So sanctification is the working of God. It cannot be accomplished through any human means or human efforts.
所以当一个神的儿女在这个世上过一个成圣的生活的时候
，So when a God's child leads a sanctified life in this on earth.
绝对不是一个自己以一个很神圣的一个表现的方式在众人面前过生活的，拍拍胸口，我是很神圣的。
So the outward manifestation of true sanctification is not to show consciously before other people that I am holy.
我可是属神的人哦。
Do you know I belong to God?
我是有道德的人啊。
I am a moral person.
我是那个品性比这个世界上人更高超的人。
I am morally or superior to anyone else in the world.
一种所谓属灵的骄傲。
So this we may call it spiritual arrogance.
因为我们的成圣不是我们做成的，是神做成的。
Because our holiness or sanctification is accomplished by God, not by us.
也就是说，一个圣徒
，In other words, a saint
是可以让人看见有神在他的生命当中掌权的人。
Will let people see that God is in control of his life.
人永远看见的是他所敬拜的神，他所敬畏的神。
That person, what he sees is only the God he worships.
因为他知道他的成圣是主耶稣基督所成就的，所以在人的面前永远看得见他是一个跟随主的人。
Because he knows clearly that his sanctification is accomplished by Lord Jesus Christ. So before other men, he's forever a person worshiping and fearing God.
他有一个主人。
He has a master.
他在他的生活当中有一个权柄。
And this master has a power, has a control, authority over his life.
那就是主耶稣基督。
And his master is Lord Jesus Christ.
并且是神的话。
Also God's word.
并且我们看见他顺服圣灵，借着神的话的引领去行事为人。
And also this person's submission to the leading of the Holy Spirit and acting in accordance with the leading of Holy Spirit.
所以第一点，现世的这个成圣是神成就的，不是人成就的。
So the first point we need to know is that the present, the sanctification in the present world, while we are still living, is accomplished by God, not by human beings.
好，第二点也很重要。
The second point, which is equally important,
虽然是神成就而不是人能够达成的。
Although it's accomplished by God, not by any human being.
成圣是要我们人定义去追求的。
Sanctification, however, requires that the person himself set his mind on pursuing it.
我们看腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
我们看从十二节的最后开始看。
We start from the second part of verse 12.
腓立比书二章十二节的后半。然后十三节，他说：“你们要恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们的立志行事都是神在你们心里面运行，为要成就他的美意。”
Philippians chapter 2, verse
the end of 12 and 13.
The end of verse 12 and the beginning of verse 13.
Work out your salvation,
it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. And the second part of verse 12, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
得救的功夫是我们要去做的。
So that means salvation has to be carried out by us.
但是立志行事是我们要做的，但是是神在我们的心里面做的功。
Although it is we who who will act, but original is derived.From God who works in us to will and to act.
所以你看我们为什么要从正确的观念开始去了解。
So now I hope you understand why we need to first have a clear and correct understanding of what sanctification
means. 原来神已经把我分别出来了，成为圣洁的。
We now know that God has already separated us from darkness and make us holy.
所以今天我需要立志行事，我需要去追求过一个成圣的生活。
So today it is my responsibility to have such ambition to lead a holy living.
这两从两个角度来看，第一，我们要顺服圣灵而行。
So, from the first perspective is that we must submit ourselves to the guiding of moving of a Holy Spirit.
加拉太书第五章里面讲到，我们要顺服的圣灵而行。
As is said in Galatians chapter 5, that we must follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们要去结圣灵的果子。
We have to bear a fruit of the Holy Spirit.
可是这个果子，这个仁爱、信义、和平、忍耐，这不是我去做到的。
But this fruit is not through me as a human.
是我要去追求它，圣灵就借着我结出这些属灵的果子。
It's rather is something that I have to pursue, and then I bear that fruit through the working of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要去追求合神心意的生活。
So we must pursue a life that is after God's will.
但是同样的，我们要远离避开那些不讨神喜悦的生活。
At the same time, we have to try our best to avoid the kind of life that is not pleasing to God.
你看，刚刚在腓立比书第二章的时候，我们现在看第十五节，神的话说，要使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的世代，能够做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们能够在这世代中好像明光照耀。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 15, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars in the universe.
你看，帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十三节，那里不是说让神能够亲自使你们全然的成圣，使你们的灵与魂与身子能够得蒙保守，然后呢，在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候，能够完全的无可指责。
The same is said in First Thessalonians 5:23. May God Himself sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless and at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今世的成圣是神成就的，不是人做的。
The sanctification that we accomplish in this present life is accomplished actually by God, not by humans.
第二是我们要去追求的。
And the second point is that it's something that we must pursue.
第三也是最后一个，是我们要借着神的话能够得以成圣。
And the third point that I would like to share with you is that we are sanctified through the word of God.
我们看约翰福音第十七章十七节。
John chapter 17, verse 17.
主耶稣基督在为他的门徒祷告的时候，他说，他跟父神说，求你用真理，就是神的话，求你用真理使他们成圣，因为你的道，就是你的话，就是真理。
第十七节。
第十七章十七节。
John chapter 17, verse 17. This is when Jesus Christ was teaching his disciples. They sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth.
弟兄姐妹，我们要怎么成圣？
So how can we be sanctified?
我们要借着神的话。
We have to do it through the God of word, the word of God.
一个基督徒
A Christian,
如果没有对神的话有了解认识，
if he does not understand God's word,
他就没有成圣，
then we may say he is not sanctified.
可是一个没有成圣的人可以是基督徒吗？
But can we say someone can be a Christian if he is not sanctified? Can
神的话是,
we say that?
神的话是真理。
God's word is truth.
神的话是洗涤我们的罪恶的。
God's word can cleanse all our sins and evils.
主耶稣基督他用宝血拯救了我们。
Jesus Christ saved us by his blood.
神的话让我们了解神的心意。
And God's word can allow us to understand the will of God.
然后圣灵借着神的话让我们能够去遵行神的心意。
And then the Holy Spirit allows us the ability to carry out according to in accordance with God's heart and God's will.
你知道在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》这最后一段，我们可以看得出来是保罗对信徒的一种期许。
So we may read First Thessalonians of the final passage as a expectations or desire of Paul for those believers.
因为他说愿神，对不对？愿神。
Because now we have the wording may God
himself.
So this is his expectations for the recipients of the letter.
同样是他对他们的一个鼓励。
This is also his encouragement for them.
也是他对信徒们的一个祷告。
This is also a prayer that he had for the believers, those believers.
我有时候在想。
Sometimes I would think to myself.
当我们在看事情对人对事的时候，我们是用一个什么样的一个方式和角度去看？
When we try to view things or people and so on, what perspective do we use to approach those issues?
我们很自然的多半都是先从对我有什么好处这个角度去看。
As a natural man, we would first think whether or not this would serveThe interest of me.
那我们高尚一点的人呢？我们就是说，不但是对我有好处，对我周遭的人都有好处。
If our character is happens to be better, or more, then we will hope that it's not only will serve my interest, but it can also serve the interest of other people.
那再超凡一点的人呢
？And then a even better person.
我要别人得到好处，我自己可以不。不得到好处。
He might think that I want to put the interest or the benefits of other people above my own.
可是我们多少时候是从神的观念去看事情呢？
But very rarely we view things from God's perspective.
我们已经是圣洁的被神分别出来的人。
We are already sanctified by God.
我们的灵魂体都要受到神的带领，使我们能够全然全备的成圣。
And under the guidance, the leading of God, our whole spirit, soul, and body will be kept blameless completely.
神的观念和神的作为一定是十全十美的。
And we know that God's will and what God does is perfect.
神所要达成的心意一定是为着全人类得到益处的。
And whatever he wishes, desires for us is for always for the good of us.
因为时间的关系，我有几个例子，我今天就不讲了。
Because of time limits, I will just not give you some examples as illustrations.
但是你原谅我，让我多用几分钟的时间，我就讲一件。
Allow me some time to just give you one example.
现在在美国吵的很多的是非法移民的问题。
So now, nowadays, one of the hottest issues is, illegal, immigrants.
我们这边在座大概多半都是移民的。
I think, most of us are immigrants.
所以呢，对我们来讲也蛮切身的一个议题。
So, this is a topic that is, very related, relevant to us.
今天讲到有很多美国以外的人，他们用非法的方式进入美国。
Many foreigners, they enter the United States, illegally.
然后呢，两边的人就在吵。
And then, people on the both sides,They engaged in quarreling arguments.
他们犯了法就应该去坐监牢。
Because they violate law, so they should be put in prison.
可是另外一边的人说，美国就是一个移民的国家，我们要张开双手，他们要进来就让他们进来。
But on the other, the people on the other side would say that United States is basically a immigration country, so of course we should let them in.
可是现在又出来了一个问题了，外面移民这个非法进来的人，他们带着孩子，然后呢，把这个父母跟孩子分开了。
Now, another issue, now another problem surrounding the issue, has come up. These, illegal immigrants, they, bring with them their children, and now their children are, being separated, from their parents.
一边的人就说，这个太不人道了，怎么可以把父母跟孩子们分开呢？
So, one side, people would say this is not a humane way of dealing with families. How can you separate children from their parents?
但是另外一边的人就说，他们这个非法进入的一定是这个违法的人都是罪犯，所以他们就要受到惩治，他们活该。
But on the other hand, other people, the opposing side would say they are.They have done unlawful things, so they are criminals, and so they should be separated from their children. So how do we approach issues like this?
有没有作为一个神的儿女，然后呢，符合神心意的看法去想这件事情，然后甚至去影响这些事情呢？
Can we approach this issue and find a way out from as a children of God, and using a method allowed or approved by God.
我相信答案是有的。
I believe there is an answer for this thorny question.
而且可以想得很清楚。
And I believe that we can see it very clearly, find the answers very clearly.But I will not talk about it further.
但是我给你们的挑战就是，我们要从这个层面去，我们要从属神的人的这个层面，我们是一个圣洁属神的人，我们要怎么样去看这些事情？不是只是评论，而是能够怎么样的实际的去看它，然后呢，去影响它呢
？I won't give you the answer, but I will challenge you with a question. We as God's children.Should approach this issue as God's children and from God's word.
不从人的层面，不从我的层面去看，从神的角度，神的话的带领去看。
We don't view this issue from a human perspective. Rather, we should make efforts to view this issue and find solution to it from a divine perspective.
但是聚会之后，你可以来问我。
But after worship, you may ask me what my answer is.
弟兄姐妹，我们希望保罗对我们信徒的这个祷告，也是我们自己的祷告。
So, brothers and sisters, it's my hope that Paul's prayers for his brothers and sisters back then is also our prayer for us for today.
神啊。求你能够使我全然圣洁。
May God, sanctify me through and through.
在主耶稣基督来到的时候，让我的身心灵在你的面前是毫无指责的。
May my whole spirit, soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我的祷告。
This is my prayer.
为我自己的祷告。
For myself.
也是为你们各位的祷告。
Also a prayer for all of you.
也是为我的家人的祷告。
It's also a prayer for my family.
让我们一起低头。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
这是何等大的恩典。
How great your grace is for us.
只有你是圣洁的。
Only you is holy.
只有你是无罪的。
Only you are sinless.
只有你是完美的。
Only you are perfect.
可是如今你却将我们分别为圣。
But still, you separated us and make us holy.
今天因为主耶稣基督，我们今天能够在神你的面前成为一个圣徒。
Today we can stand before you as a saint. This is all because of Jesus Christ.
每一个基督徒都是蒙恩得救的罪人。
Every Christian is a sinner saved by Jesus Christ.
每一个能够接触到你的爱的人，都只不过是将我们的信心摆在我们主耶稣基督身上的人。
Everyone who can come in contact with you is only because we place our faith in Jesus Christ.
你给我们这个尊贵的身份，是因为你要荣耀你自己的名。
You give us such an honored position and status. That's because you want us to glorify your name.
求主你使我们全然成圣。
May you help us sanctify us through and through.
求主因为你的话语使我们能够毫无指责地过我们的生活。
May you keep us blameless through your word.
愿我们的教会在你的面前是蒙你悦纳的。
May our church please you in your sight.
愿你自己的教会在这世上是成为你福音和生命的出口。
May your own church, all churches that belong to you be outlets for your gospel.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.